Welcome, everyone, to our New Year Quantum State of the Union Address, and we'll be looking at what's been happening in our world, in the Academy, some of the changes that have happened in 2018, some of the things that we're going to be looking to in 2019. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll get started, as we do with every presentation, with a prayer and our normal routine. So welcome, everyone, to this beautiful gathering of pure souls wanting to see into the future a little and have a better sense of what's coming up. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, sages, ascended masters, enlightened beings, all of those, Jesus and Mary, all of those who stand with us to get this work into the world, to actually have our quantum transformations in our body, in our blueprint, and throughout all of humanity. We thank you for helping us to both come together and to really understand, activate our intuition, be able to see the future from a wise elder perspective. That we're able to understand more rapidly when we aren't accomplishing something we're working towards. What is it that's preventing it? Is it something that's actually protecting us and keeping us safe, or is it some entitlement or odd thing in our field that needs clearing? And we thank you for activating that inner intuition and awareness. We thank you all for being here with us, for helping us to experience our goodness and our wonder and our joy, helping us to stay at a higher frequency. We thank you so much for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat. We thank you for helping us to stay safe in 2018 and to stay safe in 2019, to move towards full self-expression and joy. Thank you for the people we love and who love us. And now we especially pray for all the men and women who sit in leadership roles across the world. We pray for President Trump and for every single leader who is a president or a king, a ruler, an administrator, who is sitting in a seat of authority. We pray that you bless them with love, with grace, with ease, with wisdom and guidance. We thank you for keeping them safe and protected. We thank you for giving them wise counsel and guidance so that they might help us to create the most beautiful experience of the Garden of Eden here on Earth today. And we thank you for keeping all of our students and followers safe, giving them wise counsel and guidance. We thank you for your love and your support, and really just holding this high frequency space on this call. Amen. And then together we'll say the love wisdom affirmation. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And as we say that beautiful affirmation, I just had an intuitive feeling that we should call on our light body as we move into this call. So we are going to do a light mudra of activating the light of ourselves and the light of our being. So, I am the light. The light is within me. The light flows through me. The light surrounds me. The light protects me. I am the light. So, I am the light. The light is within me. The light surrounds me. The light protects me. The light embraces me. I am the light. And let that activation activate the genesis of your blueprint and the light of yourself, the light of your spirit, as we really are looking at a year where we consistently are moving in those higher frequencies. And I'm not talking about white light. I'm talking about the higher energetic frequencies that we stay in. What I've seen is a very wonderful year of fortification for us, but to know that there are energies from the third dimension. All of us are in the fourth, fifth dimension, and some low energies are bleeding through in 2019. So we want to stay on track. One of the reasons I keep sending every day, I'm sending you an invitation to be part of the year-long programs, is so that you make a promise to yourself to stay in the high frequencies, to stay involved with our process of keeping you up in that light frequency. So just understand there's a method to my consistency in this first week or two of the year where I keep sending you invitations. Please join the Year of Miracles. Please join the Foundational Apprentice. Please join Growing Together. Please join Trailblazer. There is a reason for that, and that reason is I'm very interested in all of you experiencing a year of fortification, a year of expansion, a year of blossoming into joy and full self-expression. That is possible. We're in a three years a triangle, building a firm foundation, and that peak experience, the moving towards the peak, the high spiritual aspiration. So fortified in the earthly plane and moving up, fortified in the spiritual plane too. And as I've said on other calls this week, a triangle can also, you can also see that as this year as a big old oak tree. And the triangle will exist on the top as, the expansion of the tree and the branches can be a triangle. And then the, Okay, so if you could just imagine that these are all the roots growing down, and so there's another triangle extending out in the roots. And as we fortify our inner awareness, we fortify our outer experience in the world, our presence, and our authority. So you want to expand out like the oak tree expands down in the roots and then up into the tree branches out into the world. So we want to have that firm fortification. This is a year that's really possible to do that. I also love the Trinity, the triangle, the three corners, the unity that's involved with the Trinity. It's a very unique kind of balancing. It's really very blessed and very even keeled, and really speaks to our natural nature. Our natural nature is in this three, this beautiful expression of a good foundation on the earth, and then building the layers up to our spiritual aspirations. So why don't we also, before we move on, why don't we also do a few mudras to activate that energy? We've done this week before in the training we did, or not even training, it was a celebration we did on the first. So a hand here and a hand here, the palm facing up, the thumb pointing out, and then the second, a little bit hard with the, there we go. And then this is the left hand with the thumb pointing up and the fist, firm foundation representing your body, your core. And the thumb pointing up for higher aspirations, your spiritual aspirations, as the thumb pointing out on the foundational hand is pointing out into the world, so that you're firmly grounded in the world, and then you're activating your strength in your core and the higher aspirations, spiritual aspirations. So this is one of the mudras to activate that. Another mudra that's very similar in its activation is the Lotus Mudra. And the Lotus is with the pinkies and thumbs together, and then the center is held open. You can see the Lotus with the petals, beautiful petals, and we're coming up. And so we start in front of the heart, and we're integrating the physical and heart desires or intentions with the spiritual aspiration, so we're going up and down. And as we do that, we can activate the Sat Nam, my name is truth. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. And you can energize that with a breath, pranic breath. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. And you can see the integration of the physical world with the spiritual world as you're doing this. And then opening to the Cup of Love Miracle Mudra. This mudra is such a powerful mudra for receptivity and re-energizing your ability to be receptive. Miracle Mudra is really forming a cup with your hands. You can imagine just an overflowing of golden energy, of the gifts from the divine. And as you're receiving it, you're tipping it into your body. And a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity, right hand over left. And in this mudra of self-affinity and self-love, you can say you can accept those gifts and say beautifully, I love myself, I trust myself, I give myself permission to express my unique self. And as we express our unique self, we're just going to strengthen our voice in the world. So this is the right hand, and this is the left hand here. And this strengthens, this is a mudra for strengthening the voice in the world. And finally, if you want to end with Dhyan Mudra, Dhyan Mudra is just the first finger and thumb coming together. If you place it on your hands, this way it's to receive, and this way is to ground. So whichever way you want to put it on your hands on your lap like this or like this, either way is going to activate a particular energy for you as we move more fully into our State of the Union address. And we'll be singing A Call to Light next. And this is really calling on all of humanity, realizing that we are the authors and the designers of how everything plays out in the world. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We, the guardians of the pilgrim, we, the authors of the play. We do design how the world is going to play out, whether we realize it or not. Our thoughts become things. We're going to do a little review now of what's been happening in the Academy in the recent months and the last 12-month period. So I'm going to go through highlights from the Quantum Activations Academy in 2018. And as we do highlights, you can do doorknob for the clearing statement. Right, permission, and ability to be aware, involved in high-frequency activities, and fully enjoy the 2019 calendar year. To be safe, to grow as a spirit and body, fortified and balanced, strong and engaged in the trainings and activities that will facilitate my greatest growth and movement, removing altering, apathetic, controlling, damaging, delusion, disgust, evil, intertwined, observing, and satanic. Doorknob, which is the hand facing forward and the fingers curled around, as if curled around a doorknob, and then coming in. So we're just going to touch on some of the highlights. There were many, many highlights in our academy. The first really exciting highlight that I can't tell you how thrilled I am is the fulfillment and completion of the six-month brain study we did. We took 180-year miracle students through a comprehensive brain regeneration and got really very, very spectacular results. The largest shift was in sleep, 37.9%, so 38% increase in comfortable sleep. Vibrancy and resilience, 35%. Memory increase. Could you imagine just increasing your memory by 25%, 27% here? Brain relaxed, meaning less headaches, 21%. And speech, and there were some people really specifically working on their speech, whether they had stutters or other speech challenges. So we had some definite improvements also in speech. So so very, very exciting Year of Miracles. Brain study is just in its final month, its sixth month. We'll be beginning a vitality study for the Year of Miracles. So if you want to be part of that vitality study, you want to join Year of Miracles. But that's where the studies are happening. We discovered entitlements. We discovered what they were and how other people's energy, like control energy, was running through our space. We totally discovered things that we didn't know about, waves, transmissions, and frequencies, and there are 87 of them. We identified for the first time prophecy and the 16 types of prophecy. We identified and tripled the anchors list and details in the anchors list. That anchors list grew dramatically. We developed for the first time a cellular neogenesis chart and a DNA obliteration chart. The essence chart expanded to more parts and greater detail by double. So our understanding of the blueprint and our understanding of regeneration has gone deeper as we progress through the 2018 year. And then hold on to your hats for this one. We mapped the largest grouping of spiritual interferences on record anywhere, with great detail and clearing instructions on each. Identified them by what they are, and so you see the list of the interferences, as well as angels, demons, and conditions of cross-dimensional beings and walk-ins. So our charts got huge with the identification of much of, if not all of, what's bothering humanity. I still expect there to be some things that we discover along the way, but I think we've gotten all the big stuff, and I think we've gotten most of the little stuff too. So we've done an incredible job of really in our academy of bringing to light more detail. I think we mapped in greater detail, and I can just say this, in every class. We took on learning in different ways than we've ever learned before. We asked questions in ways we've never asked questions before. And we went to much deeper levels of fulfillment and accomplishment. When I started the Year of Miracles program 5 years ago, I wasn't sure how much we were going to be able to do with a group of students where we had maybe 200 students in a group. How much can you do versus one-to-one? And as we've been working on, especially the brain study, so that we can really tangibly see the results, we can see that things are dramatically improving going through a group, a year-long group experience. So, you know, this just massive amounts of miracles and transformation and change happening in our year-long programs, as in our foundational and apprentice program, our Trailblazer program. Both of them have yielded massive miracles for people, massive shifts and changes in the body. So it's been a pretty exciting completion of 2018. 2019, we've been talking a lot about the Academy changing in different ways. In a few minutes, we'll be going into looking at the challenging days ahead for us, the difficult days and the good days for different things. And we'll also be looking at some global challenge days, like maybe some disaster days on the planet, and ways that maybe you can be prepared, maybe not traveling on those days or listening to your intuition more. As you pump, doing the doorknob, you want to just clear that right permission and ability to, you know, be in tune with problem energy, so you don't have to be where the problem energy is. Okay, I was going to talk for a couple minutes about our academy. Our academy has gone through a dramatic shift in the last 2 months, in that we have reorganized every single month and class so that it relates to the previous months and the previous classes. So you're going to find as you're going through the year that everything builds on everything else. It's a beautiful, beautiful schedule. You can find that on the events calendar on the website. If you've never been on the events calendar, let me just take you there and show you how to get into the events calendar. One moment here. Should just be able to get there quickly, hopefully. That's interesting. Angels are calling. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take you in a different way. I was going to take you through the front page, but it's not letting me go into the front page temporarily. So the events calendar is also called trainings now. So when we changed to an academy, we officially changed to an academy this year. We changed from events to a training schedule. So it's now called the Quantum Activations Academy training schedule. Here you're going to be able to see everything coming up. You can go all the way through the whole year, and you're going to be able to take a look at anything you'd like to look at. And then one other way to find things that you're looking for, say you want to find out when the Blueprint Core class is coming up, which is coming up soon. So you could put Blueprint Core on here, and then you could see what's going to show up for you in the search. And there it is, Blueprint Core. And so that would take you to your class. So if you wanted a class on something else, say you wanted a class on learning about programs and realms, you could put that into the little question box at the bottom, and you can also go, just put blog. Where's the blog? And here's blog, and also, of course, blog is right here, but if you wanted, there we go. No, these say Blog Talk Radio. I have lots of stuff. So there are over 400 entries on the blog. It's a very active blog, so please do take advantage and check out the blog. There's a lot of good information there. Okay, not sure if you saw all of that. I hope you did. We can't see it. Oh, we can't see it. Okay, I'm going to take you back there then. I think what happened, it looks like it unclicked itself. So here's the blog. And like I said, it's very active. We've been adding articles left and right. There are over 400 articles, maybe 500 articles, videos and audios. There's my former Blog Talk Radio show is in there also. And you can search by a title. You can search by a topic in here in the search box here. And then you can also search by topics here. And then you can also search here, you want to read, you want to listen, or you want to watch videos. And so they're all divided this way also. So there's a lot of ways for you to access the information you're looking at in the way that you want to. And then just let me show you once more in case you didn't see it. There's the Academy training schedule. And what you do is you click right here and you'd be able to go to any month. Just move forward to February, and there's the February calendar. And you can just keep clicking. You can just see everything that's laid out for you so beautifully. We spent hours and hours and hours and hours sorting and figuring this out for you so that you'll have the best possible series and circumstance where everything builds off of everything else. And we did that in every program also, so Year of Miracles, each program builds off the last program. Growing Together, each program builds off the last program. The Apprentice Trainings, Foundational, and Trailblazer, each one builds off the last one. And then by the different topics that we have, each topic, so we start with the Blueprint Core and we go through realms, and we follow through the year all of the things in a logical order, as we do with clearings in a logical order, as we do with love in a logical order. Each month also is balanced. So you're never doing 1 month, if you're like a trailblazer, you're never doing 1 month where there's four clearing trainings, different clearing trainings. You're never going to be overwhelmed by that. We had pretty heavy trainings. This summer we had about 4 months of mostly clearing classes. And after going through that, and I actually got a little sick from working on some of the darker energies that had to be cleared to map everything out, I said, never again. We're going to keep everything in balance as we move through the year. So I just want you to know that we have taken so much care here behind the scenes to make sure that everything is beautifully presented for you in balance, so that as we move through the year, we move through in fortification and strength. Okay. Let's see here. We can drop this one down. And if you're just joining us, we did have a clearing statement. We're doing doorknob on right permission and ability to be aware, involved in high-frequency activities, and fully enjoy 2019 calendar year, to be safe and to grow as a spirit and body, fortified and balanced, strong and engaged in the trainings and activities that will facilitate my greatest growth and movement, removing altering, apathetic, controlling, damaging, delusion, disgust, evil, intertwined, observing, and satanic. Oh, my goodness. And you didn't get it. Here we go. I clicked on it and it didn't go up. So there we go. Sorry about that. So there is your clearing statement once more. It's doorknob. So if you were just joining us now a little late. So looking ahead, on the 2019 calendar for wealth and health, we had these days show up really as the strong days for wealth and health. But let's identify, is this a wealth day? This is a health day. And wealth, of course, too. So health is 100%. And wealth, a really strong day at 80%. And is there anything that's just unique to wealth before March? Huh, interesting. That might be today. January 4th, is that tomorrow? Is that today? January 4th reads as a good wealth day. Not necessarily a good health day, but a good wealth day. Okay, so January 4th, 99% a good wealth day. I like that. Okay, any other just wealth days between now and March? And one in February, February 5th? And that's a 97% great on wealth. So that's another really strong wealth day. Oh, interesting. And a March 3rd is a good wealth day. And that's 100% good. Oh, okay. So this is interesting. I just had this notion that I should check because I did them as a combo together. And let's just check and see also, maybe we'll just separate them then. I think that would probably be good. So so these are wealth and health days. Let's have all of the wealth days. Let's go through the whole year. So June, so May 18th. May 18th is 72%. That was the combo one, and that's it showed up as high enough. It was over 70%. So that must be a really strong health day. And then June. Sorry, I put Jules instead of June. Okay, yeah, June 11th is a 98% good wealth day. Okay, and then we've got July 2nd down there, so let's find out what that one is. 82% good. This is making sense to me that we just had, we'll do two columns here. Okay. And then July, 82. And then any more in July, August, September, October. October is another good wealth day. Good. Okay, and that's it for wealth days. Now let's do health days. So let's see here. Goodness. There we go. So we'll take that off because we've put that. Did we put that somewhere else? March 17th. Oh, we didn't. Okay, we'll leave that then. Okay, so let's go to February 5th, 100% on good health. And then the March 17th is the next one. And then May 18th is 99%. And there's one in June. June 24th, and that's 100%. And then July is 96, July 2nd there is 96%. And then October, is October 21, 99%. December 24th, actually, 99%. Okay, so these will have these will be days where in the first column it would be wealth, and in the second column it's health. Let's just make this easy. So we'll put March 17th, 80% wealth up here. So we just have the columns just be what they are. So these will be good days to energize and activate. Health or wealth. So if you wanted to maybe implement new health practices or new wealth, like starting up the 21-day again, if you're in the 21-day Accelerate Wealth program. But these would be good days, maybe good days for on the wealth side, investments or changing your bank, maybe, any kind of thing that would be related to wealth. These are energized days that already exist in the cycle that are good for wealth. And then any on the second column, of course, energized days that are really good. They're already energized in the cycle for health. So these are my recommendations. You'll, let's see. You know, we'll publish this. How can we do this? Maybe publish it in the blog. We'll do... we'll put this up in the blog so that you have it. That's what we'll do. Okay, and then this was for love and relationships. January 8th, March 3rd, August 4th, and October 18th. I wonder if we divided this. We divide it? Yes. Okay, so we'll do the first column for love and the second column for relationships, because it could be other relationships too, friendships and things like that. Okay, so for the first column, so the first column will be love, and let's see what we get here. So that would be like romantic love. Let's call it that, like partnership love. And January 8th is 80. And so let's see. And so let me see. I'll just do this. And then for the second column, we'll put this in the second column, and then we'll just maybe. And that for relationships, it's 99%. Okay, and then March 3rd. This is 100% for love partnerships. So that's a very good. I'll go through the whole calendar. You all just do this first. So we just deal with the ones that are shared first. Okay, and then on relationships, March 3rd, very high, also 99%. And then August 4th, this is 99% here. Okay. And that's moving up. And this is 97%. And then October 18th on love and partnership. 82% on the romantic love partnership. And let's see what that is on relationship, probably. Higher on relationship. Okay, now we'll go through love partnership. Didn't do the number yet, sorry. 98%. Okay, and then let's just go through one by one. So love partnership, January, February. There's a good day in February, at least one. And that's 100%. January, February, March. And then there is one in May. May 27th, 98%. And then there's one in November. 28th, and that's 99%. And then the 2nd of December also, it comes in really strong, 98%. Okay, good. And then we'll go up here to relationship and friendship, and we'll start with January. Any more in January, February, March, April? So there's one in April. April 18th, and 100%. On July 4th, wow. Okay, that completes the looking ahead for love, partnership love, and relationship, friendship relationships. So you have some very strong days that you can be in action on both. And then global challenge days. And I will highlight as we go through this, we'll take a look at maybe crisis days. So this is what I meant by this. Days to be careful and be observant. So February 4th, something, let's see. It's some kind of February 4th is some kind of a disaster. It looks like a natural disaster. It's very possibly an earthquake. Earthquake, maybe. Something that significantly affects the earth. March 11th, another kind of a disaster. Something with the energy of fire. I don't know if it's a fire or it has kind of a cutting energy. I get fire. I see fire. Okay, June 17th. June 17th might be something related to a financial collapse, maybe. Maybe that's one of the things that I pick up on June 17th. So something happens on June 17th. Some kind of a natural disaster on September 3rd. Some kind of a leadership disaster on October 3rd. Leadership maybe with a president or... And December 3rd, there's some a volume of death involved with December 3rd. So those are days when I just, you know, would encourage you to, actually, I'm not going to do anything more with that. That just can stay there. Just be on the safe side on those days, not to be in fear, but, you know, just be tuned in and aware of your environment and pray that you're in the right place at the right time. Okay. And I, you know, I'm not a fear monger. I think that we do create our reality and that by knowing this, by knowing that there are good days to be in love, to be in action, to work on fortifying maybe a relationship that's been difficult and could be improved or creating new kinds of relationships with new intentions, knowing that there are a cycle and there are many, many good days for wealth, health, love, and relationships we've gone through. And then we have 6 days where there's probably going to be some global challenge, may or may not affect you personally. But just to know that, of course, there are going to be some difficulties in the year ahead of us. I think one of the things I was talking to one of my students and trying to think how she came to me, but she also was listening to some people who were saying, oh, the financial markets are going to collapse and you need to flee from the United States because something's going to happen in the United States, you know, like all this crazy prediction stuff. And I'm going to say that we create our reality and I really think that the best way to avoid the disasters and the challenges, and we all have challenges. I mean, we're part of life. Life has challenges. But to avoid the big, gnarly stuff is to keep your energy high and meditate every day and stay in love with your life, which brings me to one of the things that I'd like to do now, which is energize a global transformation for love. This is from Novena, from Carol Parrish. We've brought it up in numerous sessions and different trainings recently. It's from the Book of Rituals. I'm going to be reading day 5 and day 9, which are very beautiful and energize something amazing and different. I greet this day with love in my heart. I respond to the actions of others with love. Adversity and discouragement will beat against my shield of love and become as soft rain. My shield of love sustains me when I am alone, uplifts me in moments of despair, and calms me in times of confusion. I awaken to the new day with vitality and joy of living. As my courage increases, my enthusiasm rises. My desire to greet the world overcomes every fear. I accept happiness from the sources made available to me. As I become stronger, I cast aside the shield and walk unencumbered among the family of humanity, giving and receiving the radiant radiations of unconditional love, reawaken the joys of living in everyone I meet. I greet this day with love in my heart, because this is the great secret of joy. Only the unseen power of love can open my heart to all others and their hearts to me. I will make love my most effective tool, bringing happiness to others and to myself. I give and I receive the abundance of love that is needed in my life, that I might bless and be blessed. I now know the great secret of joy, and life is transformed. I greet this day with love in my heart. And as we begin to think about wrapping up, I know we have just a few minutes left. I want to encourage you to, if you don't have this book already, Balance Your Life Now. It's a very modestly priced book. It's sold on our website. It's sold on Amazon. It has a 12-week action plan for getting you into joy and full self-expression. I'd love to see all of you moving through the Balance Your Life Now book as we begin the year. I think it's only like $7.97, and it's a 12-week program. So I highly, highly recommend that book. As you can see, we're really getting quite a stack of books being published. There are 9 books. The songbook should be out in the next week or two, so watch. We will make an announcement probably in the Sunday newsletter. I'm just waiting to hear from our designer that she was able to incorporate all the edits, but the songbook is done, and will just need to be loaded up on our Amazon site. So, and then we'll have it for sale here as well. What else do I want to remind you of? I'm very much every day I'm sending you an invitation to be part of one or all of the year-long programs. I'd love to see you, if you haven't stepped up yet, into the Foundational Apprentice or the Year of Miracles or Growing Together. Growing Together is a very easy year-long path. It's 2 hours a month. It's very easy and very doable. The Year of Miracles is really about taking your body to a healthier state and really healing the body. So Year of Miracles would be fantastic for those of you who want to grow younger and more vibrant. I know I'm bringing in another baby. I'm definitely always working on my youthfulness and vibrancy. And then Trailblazer is our doctoral program. You're learning the entire system of quantum activations in a year. We always encourage people to stay 4 or 5 years because you get the first training and you learn a great deal. But as you move through a second and third year, the layers of understanding and wisdom really are so expanded. So I highly, highly encourage you to check out those 4 year-long programs. We just have gone through a great deal of effort and love and intention to make the most magnificent year of transformation for you this year. So I'm wondering what would be the best use. We have about almost 100 students here. Maybe a quick few minutes of Q&A might be kind of fun. So let me put up a slide on our what we're clearing. And it's so interesting. It's not doing, I can see now that it's not going there. There we go. And I'll just take a gander through some of the questions here that come through. This may sound silly, but here in Australia, we are a day ahead of you. If you're getting those dates and you are in the U.S., do we mark those days a day ahead? I may be overthinking. No, I think, Melissa, thanks for asking. Yeah, you would mark them a day ahead. So in the U.S., that's the date. So you would mark them a day ahead. Good days. They'd be energetically good, Anka. Energetically good for the topic that we covered. Rodani, for any of you who are already in Year of Miracles, yeah, it's just going to continue to roll right on through, Rodani. We've rearranged a few things, but you just stay going. You just keep going through the program. Just keep going through the program. You also addressed infections in a completely new way. That's right, Carol. We did. Jane says, I wanted to let you know that since I started working with you, my arthritic knee has improved greatly. My energy and stamina is much better. I feel as if I'm growing younger. Thank you for your work. That's from Jane. Wonderful. Carol says that she can feel the mudra and activation. We did that earlier in the class. And lots of greetings. Thank you, everybody who's sending greetings. Callie's asking, if you use the word protection, is it attracting energies to cause a need to protect, like fighting and opposition? Probably not. We don't have the strongest, English language isn't the strongest, but that sense of wellness and safety and fortification. I don't think I used protection anywhere in here. I think I might have used it, though, yesterday when we were working on a chart, but I don't think I used it today. Oh, I might have said it, though. That sense of being safe. Yeah, we don't build force fields or anything like that. We do clearings. That's what we do. Adelia is playing outside. I might be able to get her. Hang on just a minute. I'll put on some music and I'll go see if I can grab her. Be right back. Hi to everybody. Okay, don't touch mommy's phone. they're having a little challenge with all the computer stuff.
Yeah.
You want to say hi?
Oh, no, I see.
Yeah, okay. Were you out swinging? Can you say hi? Can you do happy if you know it? Okay. Anything else you want to tell him? Want to say thank you. Very nice. Okay, well, this is Miss Adelia and Mama Adelia, Adelia's Mama, Mama Pama, signing off. Have a magnificent year. I hope to see you in classes all year long. I hope to see you every week in class. And love you so much, and look forward to a powerful, exciting, wonderful 2019. It's going to be amazing. And I can't encourage you enough to just keep coming. Keep coming to the trainings. Keep coming to the classes. And you are going to get your transformation. All right. Well, shall we say bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye. Don't wait. Bye. Bye. Can you do happy if you know it? No, not yet. Okay.
Yeah.
No, not yet. All right, then we're going to say bye-bye for now, everybody. We love you. I think we could sing a song, though. Should we sing a song?
Again.
Should we sing Jingle Bells?
No.
No Jingle Bells? How about Adelia Rose? Adelia Rose, Adelia Rose. Can you sing it? No. Okay, so no music's coming out of Adelia today, but sometimes it does. Okay, love you so much. Bye-bye. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Oh, let me check the clearing statement. 100% clear. Clearing statement is clear. All right, you guys, see you later. Bye.
Oh.